They always gravitated back to the ranch. I guess that is why I feel, even today, that it is a pull on my heart that will never be replaced. But life goes on, and I only look back to keep the memories of all this and feel very lucky to have been born and raised there. Everyday life in the 1930s and 1940s. For the everyday life at the ranch, it was a different every day. For one thing, we had no TV to watch. We had a little battery-operated radio that, if I remember correctly, ran for 1,000 hours, and then we had to purchase another battery. That meant that we didn't just turn it on any old time. My mother listened to some of the daytime plays that ran for 15 minutes each. They were like our present-day soaps. But let me be clear, they were very bland material. They were just stories of daily lives of people and, of course, left you hanging at the end so you would turn them on again the next day. They advertised soaps, cereals, shampoos, and any number of items, just like the TV does today. You just listened to it. In the evening, there were great radio shows with people like George Burns and Gracie Allen, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, and hundreds more, and also shows that had a whole story in one sitting, maybe a half hour long or 1 hour. There were contests like Major Bo's Amateur Hour, where people liked to sing, tap dance, play an instrument, or do very funny things, too. Some of the people who went on to be successful in the movies, theater, and so forth got a start there. We would all try to guess who would win the contest, and the audience would clap for the ones they liked at the end. By the way, Major Bowes lived in Tacoma at one time, and he is the one who helped develop Furcrest. He named the streets and so forth, and you will see his name there. Claude also reminded me that Major Bowes was convicted after the war for spying for Germany.